All kinds of face-to-face meetings, having to go online. It's a challenge for those who rely on Alcoholics Anonymous and other gatherings as a source of strength.
Kim has been sober 7.5 years, and when the pandemic hit and self-isolation was imposed, she admits at first she felt overwhelmed, and then what she learned in her self-help groups kicked in.
The coronavirus has not been a strong issue with me because I have the 12 steps of recovery in my life today. I have a sponsor, I have my sponsees, and I stay in constant connection with somebody.
But soon those daily group meetings to share her drug and alcohol stories shut down, and now she and others in recovery do their meetings online.
Facebook itself has two groups that I happen to be part of. If you put in sober living or sober 12-step program, you know, you're going to come up with a bunch.
And that, she says, is the key. Don't isolate yourself. Think of others first.
You know, make sure that everybody else is being taken care of. And there's so many other ways to do service. Like, you can be bringing food to other people, just dropping it at their doorsteps.
Need a meeting to share? Go online. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Wins News.